Now we go back to the news and a few odds and ends. An upgrade for some council homes, the go-ahead for a community housing group, and a grant for tree planting. But first, a visit to a new church opened by the Duke of Gloucester. Prince Richard, Duke of Gloucester, has visited the newly opened Norwich Cell Church in Heartsease Lane. The church building opened its doors to worshippers on March the 2nd. On March the 13th, the Duke toured the new building and heard about the church's various community outreach programmes. Accompanied by Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, Lady Dannant, the Duke met David Keane of the architects Fielden and Mawson, who designed the impressive structure. The Duke also met church staff and volunteers, as well as representatives from the Clare School, a city school for differently abled children, which the church supports. His itinerary included a visit to Soul Nursery, where he observed the new 100-place childcare facilities. Some of the children even presented him with a gift.
Funding to help hundreds of homes in Norwich has been welcomed, but the need for long-term investment in a similar vein has also been emphasised. Norwich City Council has announced that up to 260 of its properties that are expensive to heat and need upgrades will have solar panels, loft insulation and external wall insulation installed. More than £5 million will fund the project, with £2.4 million coming from the Department for Energy Security and Net Zero Social Housing Decarbonisation Fund and £2.7 million from the City Council.
Norfolk will soon be home to its first co-housing community as a former industrial site is set to be transformed. Proposals for a Danish-style co-housing scheme in Norwich have been approved by City Hall, after nearly a decade in the pipeline. The project has struggled to get off the ground since a group of people came together to purchase a site on the corner of Sussex Street and Oak Street in 2015. They set out to create the city's first co-housing community named Angel Yard, with private properties connected through communal areas and a spirit of sharing. Norwich City Council has now granted permission for the development, which is expected to get underway at the end of the year. This will see the construction of 2 four-storey blocks of flats, along with 6 terraced houses totalling 34 new dwellings. Those living in the development will share amenity spaces and a communal garden.
A total of 336 new trees will be planted across the city as part of the Council's bid to reduce carbon emissions. 2 grants, one by Norfolk County Council, will fund the work, with £131,000 from the Forestry Commission's Urban Tree Challenge and £104,000 from the Local Authority Treescapes. The trees will be planted by Norwich City Council. In 2019, the City Council declared a climate emergency before publishing a new strategy in response to this in 2022. As part of the new strategy, 1,200 trees have already been planted at locations such as Heartsease Recreation Ground and Marston Marsh near Danby Close.
Tails are wagging at a new gym for four-legged friends that has opened on the outskirts of the city. The Butcher's Dog recently launched a 22-metre close off Hurricane Way near Norwich Airport, and it offers exclusive hire in bookable slots. The owners are husband and wife duo Marcus and Olivia Jones. The couple have 3 dogs of their own, Cocker Spaniel Dudley, Rottweiler Cookie and English Bull Terrier Bee. We've reached the time for our first feature, which is read by Ian Robertson. Rowan Mantell of the Evening News spends a day in Southwold.